Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Hi, Jill.
Hey.
Hey.
So we're back in the studio. It feels like it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
It totally has.
The last few weeks.
We've been jet setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm in love with Austin.
Yeah. It's truly the best.
Can I just say that that's like your town?
Oh, yeah. That was like my sixth time there.
The food, the vibe. It's just
the guys, the bearded men.
Yes.
the tech scene. I love it all. It's so buzzy. You were just in Japan, which is insane.
Oh, yes.
And we also did a staycation here in Toronto with Herbal Essences.
Yeah, that was fun.
So that was all about like celebrating their botanical line. And they have a very proper new endorsement from the Kew Gardens. So mm-hmm. that's like a 250 years of plant expertise, and they're mm-hmm. Endorsing their new shampoo, which I think is probably a first.
Yeah. Right? So Kew is the Royal Botanic Gardens,
yeah.
and they have a whole team of science experts.
Yeah.
And so they endorsed Herbal Essences and the botanicals that they put in their products.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of
cool.
Like the power of plants. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The first global endorsement for a shampoo. So mm-hmm. I love that. I can have that in my shower.
There's also been a lot of news this month.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Glossier Play has taken over
yeah.
everybody's feeds. And we have a special guest who dropped in today
yeah.
who was part of the campaign to promote Glossier Play. His name's Dante Colley. And we also have his mom, Leanne Colley, in the house. She's like his momager. So that's
the Nail Queen of Toronto.
And the Nail Queen of Toronto. I can't believe I forgot to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to chat with them toward the end of this episode.
Yeah. We wanted to kick off today's episode because we have not had a chance to just talk about South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And a little refresher, we were on a panel all about beauty podcasts.
Uh-huh.
It was moderated by Jane Larkworthy. She is a longtime beauty director. We absolutely adore her. She is so funny. She worked at W Magazine for many years.
Now a columnist at The Cut.
That's right. Among many other mm-hmm. titles and jobs that she holds down and consulting and whatnot. She was on episode 28 of our show, if you want to go back and just...
So funny. So knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Go back and have a listen for sure.
We were on our panel alongside Priya Rao from the Glossy Beauty Podcast. And we were supposed to also be alongside the two hosts from Fat Mascara, Jess mm-hmm. and Jen.
Yeah.
But sadly, Mercury was in retrograde and their flight did not get in. So
yeah.
we.
What a nightmare. But what a funny Instagram story. Everybody, I mean, funny for us, not funny for them at all. But it wasn't the same without you guys. So wish you were there.
We have to do a do-over, like a beauty podcast festival, like you always say.
Oh, my gosh. That's the ultimate dream. on the vision board.
So the podcast panel, we just talked about, you know, the do's and don'ts of great guests, how we discuss beauty over a microphone in such a visual topic that we have to translate. We did that all on site at the Real Self House of Modern Beauty. So that was set up on historic Rainy Street in Austin. Love it so much. And it was all about Real Self. If you guys are not familiar, it's an online website slash resource where you go to sort of research different cosmetic enhancements and cosmetic procedures before you take them on. And there's reviews of doctors, there's reviews of procedures, there's like 101 info about if you're just even thinking about getting something done.
Mm-hmm. The before and afters are so powerful. Everyone wants to see those before they invest.
Oh my God, the chin implants when people get those done?
Yeah.
That is like game changing.
I know. We were looking at that on the flight. We were like, look at this.
Your profile could look like this versus this. Yeah. I mean, everybody... Do you, be you, nobody has to do anything.
Yeah.
But if you have something that's like not your favorite and you want it, you've been thinking about changing
it. Can be life changing.
Yeah.
If it affects your confidence. I know I want to look like a cameo. And so the house was totally transformed on the inside. They had all kinds of installations within. So SkinCeuticals had a booth where you could stick your head in that. What is it? It's like an IV.
It's like a UV camera.
IV. It's like a UV camera. So it shows three levels deep into your epidermis. So you can see all the sun damage. It's really frightening. Then you immediately just want to buy that SPF
50.
They also had Invisalign was there, and that was pretty funny. You kind of did a walk up when a girl was.
Well, we should preface this whole thing by saying that everything was free to try and test in this house, which is insane.
Including actual treatments.
Yeah, like Botox and like injections and
body shaping
and all that. But when I walked in this room and a girl was getting an Invisalign consultation, and I guess the one drawback of doing these activations that are for free is like everyone can see you getting it done.
Nobody seemed to give a shit, quite honestly.
Oh my God, absolutely not. Like you get a free consultation, sign me up. So I walk in and the girl is like, there's this girl sitting on a stool and there's two giant monitors on either side of her, like picture like smart televisions. And she's got like a giant wand in her mouth that upon further inspection, when I look at the monitors, she's getting photographs and 3D images of each and every tooth in her mouth. So this wand that she has inside of her mouth is taking pictures of her teeth. And one monitor, you see the before, and the other monitor, you see what you could look like after. And this is an Invisalign treatment.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was like, wow, do I need that?
So what did it look like after? Well, what did it look like before?
It was just a subtle tweak to her smile that just, you could tell just like everything was more aligned.
Straightening.
Yeah, it's straightening. I didn't know the specifics behind Invisalign or anything.
How it
like
works
that,
or anything. Yeah.
But I didn't have time to stick the wand in my mouth, but it did make me think. And I was like, this is why this is genius that they're here.
Yeah, of course. It just makes it so much more accessible as opposed to having to go into a doctor's office. So much more fun. It was like all pink lights inside. Mm-hmm. And my favorite was when we went to the Natrel activation in there, which sounds like it's bags of milk, but no, it was bags of boobs all over this table.
Implants.
You could pick it up, these silicone bags, and check out the density, give them a squeeze, give them a jiggle.
I was taking boomerangs of these jiggly boobs.
Yeah.
It was fascinating. You could pick, like you said, your size. Like I was like, what size is this? And they'd be like, this is this many CZs and whatever. It's like not what you think.
Yeah.
How they like determine the size, but there's different like densities and perkiness.
Yeah. So how high or how low it sits.
And the profile of it.
Yeah.
And what you want the shape to be. Wow. There were so many decisions.
I know.
To make around your boobs.
What was fascinating about that, so they had some informational boards around the house, and Real Self, they have had 3 million patient reviews, ratings, photos, and videos shared on their site. Mm-hmm. That's a ton. And because it's always word of mouth. What did you get done? That looks good. I want it. Before and afters, right? It's really powerful. So what they did was they amalgamated all of that information and figured out that the top 5 researched surgical procedures are, ready? Want to hear the order?
Yes, I do.
So number 1, breast augmentation.
Okay.
Not a big surprise there. Yeah. Number 2, tummy tuck.
Okay.
I'm not so surprised. Again, being a mom who had a baby, I think we talked about this before. You get that protruding belly.
I think you would definitely at least Google it or at least want to find out about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's big. And then number three, butt enhancement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by that because that was ahead of rhinoplasty, which is like nose jobs. You'd think that's so much more common than a butt lift.
Well,
and then liposuction.
Yes, for sure. I think rhinoplasty probably, if you were to look at the stats, it probably still is executed the most often. But I'm not surprised that in 2019, butt implants is one of the most Googled. Because people are like, what is it?
Right.
And do I need it? And that's where they take fat from your own body and inject it in your rear end.
Yeah. It's the Kim Kardashian effect, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think there's also that misconception. People think that you're getting silicone implants in your butt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because it's taking your own fat, that apparently, allegedly, is the reason why when she did that episode and she had the x-ray done, nothing showed up in her butt. Right. And she was like, see, never had anything done because it wasn't implants. But if it's your own body fat, it's still going to volumize.
She's definitely got some enhancements. There's no way she doesn't. But yeah, this whole House of Modern Beauty was genius. There was like fillers, injectables, Dermablend was there, like doing makeup touch-ups. There was Vivace, which fascinated me. And I wished in a way I'd gotten that done because basically, it's a merge of microneedling and radio frequency energy for your face. And we will link to all of these things that we're talking about. Once again, this is not sponsored, but just FYI that this exists. And apparently it's like microneedling, but then using radio frequency energy to go into the skin and tighten everything. And they put a numbing cream all over your face. And they said it's like rubber band snapping on your face, which seems tolerable. But just in that moment, I wasn't... Yeah. I didn't realize we could get stuff done. I think, or my mind just wasn't in that headspace. So I wasn't like prepared.
We were focused on the speaking gig, but I did almost get the Dysport done.
Yes.
I actually went in the booth, sat down, and there were people around me getting fillers. Like they were getting little dabs of blood on the cotton pad right next to it. They're smiling away. Never been happier.
Yeah, they're getting free toxins in their face. It's amazing.
I was there for it.
But anyway, after that, we had, it was really fun. We got to see Lauren from the Skinny Confidential. Shout out Lauren. Absolutely love her. And she was hosting her own panel. She was the star of a panel, actually, that night.
And with her husband, Michael Bostick from Dear Media, we got to meet face to face. Of course, we're part of that network. So that was really nice.
Yeah. Michael was supporting her, taking all her behind the scenes content. And then that afternoon, we got to meet some of our listeners, which was really fun. So shout out to Jacqueline. Shout out to Makeup by Morgan.
Jacqueline drove in from Dallas
with her,
early that
her
morning.
Besties.
Yeah,
so and they came to the panel too and got like three different treatments done. So we were quizzing her all about that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And pop sockets were had and coffees were had. And that was really fun. So we will try to do more meetups again in the near future. Thank you for coming, you guys.
And then, of course, we had to go out that night.
Yeah.
You know, we had to check out the scene.
Yeah, but not before getting a little touch up. Like I'm telling you, every beauty brand was there. We didn't even scratch the surface of who was activating at South by Southwest. But we did go to the House of Innovation and Charlotte Tilbury's team was all set up there. There was rose gold and stars for as far as you could see. I used the Icon palette. There was one of her new vinyl lip colors I got to try out. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful house. And you go into the backyard, there was like this square pool, everyone's sitting around, lounging at the couches. And I got to meet Barry from Charlotte Tilbury's team, who I had never met before. She's an awesome makeup artist. Like I have to say, I was really, sometimes you don't know when somebody does your makeup, how happy you're going to be with the end result. I was feeling myself after that makeover. And it was funny because you had said to me, you better find out each and every product that Barry used on your face and go out and buy it immediately. Because you're like, this is the best I've ever seen you look.
Well, I think it was she made such a good point, which you said afterwards, which was just like, it's hot AF here right now. It's humid. So just roll with it.
Exactly. Most women break out the powder and really try to cover up all that shine. And so she didn't use any foundation on me. Mm-hmm. She used two different shades of the Flawless Filter, a lighter one and a slightly bronzier one, and then just concealer to touch up my red spots. But apparently that was the secret formula that they were using backstage at Victoria's Secret. So I got the Victoria's Secret treatment.
Oh, perfect. So then tell everybody where we went after that.
Oh my gosh.
Cocktail hour.
Yeah. So we met a facialist based in Austin. Her name is Renee Rouleau. And she's just awesome. Mm-hmm. She invited us to her house to have cocktails. How sweet was that?
Texan hospitality at its finest. She's been a celebrity facialist for more than 20 years. She has her own line of products. You guys have probably read her blog. Mm-hmm. We will have her on the mic at some point in the future.
Definitely.
Fast friends with Renee. And
she's got a lot of celebrity clients. Yeah, you can check out her Instagram.
Totally. Feed. Demi Lovato, mm-hmm. Busy Phillips. Who she may or may not have been seeing that weekend at South by Southwest.
So we had a night with Renee. Mm-hmm. We did a little bit of dancing. She rocked a hat that I adored. It was like a Texan style hat, but it was baby pink. Mm-hmm. And she has baby pink hair. I was like loving our look.
Yeah. Two-step and all the way around the White Horse.
Till 3 a.m.
Yeah. It was perfect. So that was South by Southwest. The next day you had to depart, but I went to recuperate at Miraval. Miraval, if you guys are not familiar, it is a really impressive, luxurious sort of chain of wellness resorts. Mm-hmm. And they just opened an outpost in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's about 30 minutes outside of the city.
Yeah.
And so you go there to do the opposite of everything we did at South by Southwest, which yeah. is like rush around in an Uber and like schmooze and like drink and do all of that.
Yeah.
It's just the complete, it's zen. You just go there to like zen out, chill. There's all kinds of classes. There's mm-hmm. yoga in a barn. There's stretching classes. There are classes for mindful meditation. I checked out the spa because I was only there for a really short amount of time.
What did you get done?
I had a deep tissue massage.
Okay. Tell me everything.
So I was quite, you know, just from the flight and stuff, I was really stiff. And
yeah.
So I found that it was really good pressure, which is not always the case.
Right.
And the spa itself is overlooking Lake Austin, and it's just like very beautiful and very relaxing, very yeah. secluded.
I saw your pictures on Instagram stories. It looked beautiful.
Oh my gosh. If you guys are ever in the area, definitely check it out. You and I have been to a Miraval before.
I was just going to say we bonded at Miraval yeah. like 10 years ago.
Yeah. One of the original properties that they have, which is in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like the Oprah and Gail of Miraval, where you do these trust activities. And
I think we jumped off of a very, very high perch mm-hmm. holding a rope.
We were harnessed in.
We were harnessed in, yes. But yeah, it's supposed to have to do with trust. And yeah. you and I sort of paired off and did mm-hmm. that. And yeah, we kept joking we were Oprah and Gail. And look at us now.
Oh, I know. Who would have... I wish we'd had a crystal ball. At
Be
that
careful
point.
What you put out in the universe. Sometimes it happens.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend it. It's pretty new, this outpost of Miraval. The thing about Miraval is the food. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The food is so good. And you never have to feel guilty about eating anything because it's all vegetable based and it's like low calorie count. And
yeah,
I was like, I could really get into this spa lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, you had the spa, but I'm not going to be that jealous because I got to go to Japan with a skincare brand. I'm sure a lot of you saw this on social, but we do have an upcoming episode where I will tell you everything about the new initiative from Clé de Peau and my sit down with their celebrity face, Felicity Jones.
I can't believe you got to go to Japan with Clé de Peau. Like you've been raving about Clé de Peau for like 15 years.
Oh yeah. I always say that if I was no longer a beauty editor mm-hmm. and didn't get sent a single free thing, mm-hmm. that is the skincare line I would go out and buy.
Of course. And concealer.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. And we're going to detail every single thing you did there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring me? Okay. I guess I have to wait.
Oh yeah. I went shopping. This month, everybody had Glossier Play all over their feed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Glossier Play was a smart next step. I mean, you know, Glossier, we've interviewed Emily Weiss on our show, still one of our most popular episodes, if you want to go back and listen to it. And that was all about skin first, makeup second. So this, according to Emily, is a makeup line that's all about your dialed up beauty extras. So think really colorful eye pencils, beautiful glitter for the eyes that's in bold colors. They even have these vinyl lip glosses, very 70s, very Guy Bourdin. Like you can, yeah, you know what was on the mood board, right?
Oh yeah.
When
definitely.
When you were
maybe a little bit of Pat McGrath Labs, yeah, not gonna lie.
Yep. So it's really affordable. There's six products in the range. The prices are like $15 to $20 US, about $18 to $22 Canadian. My favorite product in the range are these Color Slide Techno Gel eye pencils. There's 14 different colors. They're really vibrant and they go on really smoothly. The color that I tried is called Pretty Penny. It's a coppery shade, which has a hint of sparkle in it. It's kind of like a metallic, and it looks really nice that with that hint of shimmer around the eye. I think any eye makeup lover out there will definitely see similarities between these eye pencils and the Urban Decay 24/7 Glide On eye pencils, because they have that same smoothness to them. They don't drag when you're putting them on. They really last, I found, and they're just like really fun to use. Another thing that I think could be a sleeper hit from the Glossier Playline is this highlighter that they have. And this one is called Highlighter Concentrate Nightshine. And what I like about it is the applicator, because it is a doe foot. So it makes for really precise application of a liquid highlighting product. There's four different shades in this. So you can really dab it on exactly where you would want it. And the bottle is small, so you can kind of pop it in your purse when you're going out at night for touch-ups. I think this will be really pretty in the summer. You could mix it even with your moisturizer. And so I think this one will be a sleeper hit from the brand. As we know, Glossier just came out as being a billion-dollar brand, or its valuation is $1 billion. And when you're that big, you can't launch something without getting, you know, ruffling a few feathers and getting some feedback on the internet, which Glossier Play definitely has been subject to. In this case, one of her eye products, the glitter gelée,
yeah,
people were upset because it is not biodegradable glitter.
Right.
Very long story made short. They mm-hmm. have acknowledged that they could do better, mm-hmm. and they are indeed reformulating the glitter so it is biodegradable, a bio glitter.
Well, I have to say, I do commend them for that, because you could stick your head in the sand. I mean, let's be honest, they're not a brand that's known for bio anything.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they don't really owe anybody anything, mm-hmm. except that they are a very modern beauty brand, yeah. and they have a really woke audience. Definitely. So I think this should just be like pointing them in a certain direction in general.
Yeah, I think.
But good for them for stepping up and like committing to reformulating.
Yeah, so if you guys are holding off on purchasing, just know that that's coming. But all of that being said, the images for the campaign are just so fire, like straight fire,
yeah.
as the millennials would say. And a lot of diverse perspectives, a lot of diverse skin tones, a lot of diverse, you know, sort of like professions and it's just
genders.
Like, yeah, it's like very fluid, and everybody mm-hmm. is wearing the products as a way to, as like a fashion accessory.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're so excited to have Dante Colley in the house today. Mm-hmm. He was part of that campaign. He's also popped off mm-hmm. with his viral videos where he's dancing and also sort of shooting out graphics that are all motivational yes. emojis and words. And that sort of started taking off in January after a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah. Remember we talked about remember how sick you were in January and you were like, he was giving you life.
He was absolutely giving me life, and apparently Busy Phillips as well. Mm-hmm. And then he was on Good Morning America. We also have Leanne Colley in the house, mm-hmm. who is Dante's mom.
Yes.
We know her mm-hmm. from our previous life as beauty editors. I've shot many editorials with Leanne because mm-hmm. she's a kick-ass nail artist.
Yeah.
She's also a female entrepreneur who owns Tips Nail Salon in Toronto. Mm-hmm. She has two locations, and all of the beauty editors and beauty influencers in town go to Tips Nail Bar. Leanne's life has changed temporarily because she's like Kris Jenner now. Yeah. She's momager who's hopping on a plane constantly to go with Dante to be on all these shows. And Dante really had fun playing with the glitters and the makeup mm-hmm. and meeting a lot of new people. And, you know, he's in our town. We had to have him drop in the studio. So here's our chat.
today in the room, we have two very special guests, and one of them being the nail queen of Toronto, Leanne Colley, who Woo! I see literally every 2 weeks. I'm coming to your salon tomorrow, and her Insta-famous son, Dante Colley. So welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. So Dante, we want to zero in on your recent newfound Insta fame. And if you can tell everybody a little bit about the videos that you create on your Instagram and how they came to be.
Totally. So my name is Dante Colley. I am 21 years old from Toronto, Ontario. I love dance. I've been super passionate about dance for pretty much my whole life and decided to make my Instagram account in like 2015, where I was just, you know, trying to just be myself and have fun, because social media then and what social media is now are two completely different places, I feel. Yeah. And I would just post my dancing. You know, I was definitely into like having a curated feed and like, what am I going to post next? It has to flow. But then I realized that it was not about that. And social media shouldn't be taken that seriously. It should be about you and like just having fun and staying professional, but also really just being as honest with yourself as possible and not really creating this facade of what you would want the world to think of you as. It mm-hmm. should be just organic and authentic. Mm-hmm. So a few years after that, after I had been dancing for a while and built up a little bit of an audience, I started to get more into like working with brands and partnering with brands, which was really fun, but also would never want to be known as like a walking billboard. Mm. So I would always try and keep it as organic and really work with brands that I'm really into and really I resonate with. Mm-hmm. So then from there, I started to make more dancing videos and incorporating more of an experience that I deal with, which is more like encouragement and just letting people know like we're in this all together and we can do anything that we put our minds to and literally really do anything that we kind of dream of.
Mm-hmm. And so if people haven't seen that video that you put up like January 1st, perfect timing. Everyone feels like they need a restart at the beginning of the year. What was it? It was a mashup of like, what song was it again and what the emojis were?
It was actually really funny. It was random. I like was just in my basement, decided to make a video to the Wii Sports theme song. I basically said, like, keep pushing, like, you can achieve anything that you put your mind to, just on the cusp of that, because it's true, like, this is your year, and you can do whatever you want to, and really, you're responsible for yourself, and you can't blame anything on anyone else, mm-hmm. And everything takes its own time, and we're all on our own journeys of doing things. And that comparison that we have, especially with social media, comparing each other to one another, it's super mentally exhausting, mm-hmm. And kind of gets wrapped up in a negative state. So social media for me is a great way to spread some positive messages mm-hmm. to one another. And just having that kind of dialogue and conversation is so important, I feel, and isn't mm-hmm. really expressed enough. And I'm excited that based on what's kind of been the reaction to what I'm posting is something that I'm not only looking for, but tons of other people are looking for as well. So it's a great new chapter and step, I feel.
Yeah. So you kind of are blending like graphic design with what you do.
Totally.
So are you going to school for that? Because the words kind of bounce off your moves. Yeah. If you haven't seen one of his Instagram videos, but I'm sure you have. So yeah.
The machine gun with the stars coming out is my personal favorite. It was like such an amazing finale. I was like, yeah, 2019, here we come. Like all my friends and I would just like loop that. I was like, I need this in a GIF. Like, boom. Aww. It was amazing.
So many hungover mornings. You brought me back to life. I swear to God.
I think that's such it's such a fun thing for me, which is why I keep doing it. I feel like it's such a creative way of me expressing myself, but also trying to send out a message.
Mm-hmm. And I witness the laughter. So while he's creating them, I can actually hear him cracking up. So it's not even like, it's so fun for him to create these things that, you know, it's a joy when you actually see them put out. And and that everyone else gets the same kind of reaction.
Yeah.
The other thing that I love about your videos too is like you do have like little cheeky expressions too on your face when you're doing them. Like it's like you're kind of playing to the audience and you're like having fun with it, right? Mm-hmm. You're not taking it super seriously.
Awesome. So you were, so it seems like when they wrote about you on BuzzFeed, mm-hmm. it was just like things started blowing up from there, right?
Yeah, that experience was definitely something super crazy because as soon as the one video went off, I had posted one like 2 days later and then that kind of elevated it a bit more. And then BuzzFeed reached out and was like, hey, we really want to write a profile on you. And I was like, what? Why? Like, why would you want to do that? So,
and Dante was in LA when that video went viral.
Okay.
So he was just taking a few days off school and went to LA. And I remember seeing it going and going and going.
Like,
and
so,
and
odd.
I phoned him and I was like, actually, I FaceTimed you. And I was like, Dante.
Kris Jenner calling
you.
Anyway,
we need an agent.
Do you know what's happening? Are you aware of what's happening? And he said to me, Mom, it's not that serious, Mom. It's okay. Like, it's not.
I'm just going to be on vacation. I'm just going to like hang out with my friends.
And then all of a sudden people in the airport are like, whoa, no.
And then no, and you can hear the songs playing in the same room and you know that somebody else is watching your video,
which
has happened many times.
Which is really hilarious.
Oh my gosh. So what's been happening? So you've been on Busy. You've been on Good Morning America. I saw you in the audience, Leanne. You're adorable. Proud mama moment. And Will Smith's Facebook, has that aired yet? I'm confused.
It is. So it's a series that's on Facebook Watch. It's a new episode actually comes out today on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday there's a new episode. Going there and working alongside of them and just creating our own content to push the show out on our own channels was something that like is insane and was really like once in a lifetime.
So you touched on Glossier. Mm-hmm. So tell us how that came about. I know you're not an official ambassador or spokesperson, but you were in the shoot for Glossier Play, which just launched their new spinoff makeup line.
Totally.
How did it come to be that were starring in their campaign?
It was super exciting. I'm still super thankful to be a part of it, especially being a male and kind of representing makeup in a different kind of way. Wasn't super over the top with my looks, but it was still a way for other people to know, especially for the brand, like embrace your individuality and your authenticity and really propel that to the max. And really, it doesn't matter what other people think of you. Like, stay true to who you are and just have fun and play around. Like, so for me to be a part of it was definitely a different step, but a great step for me to try out and like play around with for sure.
So can you set the scene, like the day of the shoot, what happened, who was there?
Totally. So I walked into the set. It was super cool. There was probably like 40 people on set. I was like, this is like my first real like shoot ever. Walk in and first person that I see is Noor. Noor is an amazing journalist.
She has an amazing podcast.
She has an amazing podcast as well. She is such a sweetheart. And I went right up to her right away. I'm like, Noor, like, just want to say hey. Like, I'm such a big fan of yours. And she was so sweet. And then I just got introduced to the rest of the people on the campaign. And the whole team was so sweet and so welcoming. Yeah, it was literally the set day was something that I'll remember forever. Just being able to meet like one of my favorite choreographers, Danielle Polanco, who has danced for literally everyone and also so funny, but so raw and like so her that it really, she's always been a person that I've aspired to be because she really doesn't care what other people think of her, but she's still so professional, but such a loving person as well.
Was there like music on set?
Yeah. So once I started getting more onto the set, we started recording video content. So I was dancing a lot and just having fun, which was cool. But yeah, it was like, it was something super different, but something super exciting. Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So how did you come up with the makeup look, or did they have an idea, or how did that go?
So they had an idea of what was what they were going to play around with me with. Mm. But I let them know, like, I'm open to anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm down to try whatever. But they really kept it. They kept it minimal, but also to the point. So the makeup looks are out. They look pretty cool.
Yeah. I love the super intense gloss on your lips. And then you had some glitter.
You know, playing around.
Yeah. But you are adventurous. Like, you, honestly, your style, like, it's hard to explain. This is one of the drawbacks of a podcast. It's like, but you'll often be worn, like, you wear the brightest clothes. And I love how you combine colors. You'll do like pink pants with a bright green top and a red ball cap or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty adventurous.
Totally. I think fashion is another way for me to be creative too and just have fun with mm-hmm. it. I really love playing around with colors and really trying to mix as much pattern and texture as possible, because it's so fun to play around with. And it I feel like what I wear is kind of what my mood is, and my mood is pretty much like pretty colorful, I would say.
Yeah. What's your beauty grooming top shelf? We do get these questions sometimes.
Totally. My like day-to-day is like, I really love Dermalogica. It's mm-hmm. been a brand that has really helped me with my skin. Mm-hmm. I'm super acne prone. Mm-hmm.
Special cleansing gel,
mm-hmm. clearing skin wash.
Mm-hmm.
Daily micro exfoliant. It's a mouthful. Super foliant, retinol, like all of those things.
He knows them all.
Triple rescue mask.
Yeah, keep going.
Literally, it's
the whole top shelf.
Rego control.
Yeah.
It's kept my skin, once in a while I'll get like a really bad like wave of breakout,
but
it's kept it like pretty neutral, and I feel confident with how my skin is kind of reacting mm-hmm. to it, which is why I keep using it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much my day, keeping my skin clean and clear.
So good. Control.
Do you get facials at the salon?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
You used to come regularly when you were having problems with your skin. Mm. He used to come regularly.
Yeah.
He should come a little bit more often. But
you just have to book an appointment.
Yeah. And Leanne, I haven't tried the Eye Envy that you gave me yet, but I will.
Okay.
So
I know you're looking at me by my lashes right now.
Little behind the scenes story, but last time I was in the salon, I was looking at Leanne's lashes and I was like, did you just get a lash lift? Because I'm going to be getting that in a few weeks. So your lashes just looked so curly and long. And you were saying it's the Eye Envy, right?
It's the Eye Envy. It's all about the Eye Envy.
And you got all the girls at the salon using it, right?
Everyone is on it.
It's a lash serum that helps lash growth. Yeah?
Right. Yeah.
It's been around for a bit, but
it has. But it's only available in salons.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's so Canadian.
And it's Canadian. Cool. Can't be purchased online anywhere. Mm. So
and who were you saying? You were saying someone at the salon, their lashes are like starting to curl up over their forehead.
Like pretty much. So that's Melissa Pepe.
Yeah.
Our skin therapist.
Yeah.
Her lashes are.
Wow.
I can't believe the difference is that dramatic. I have to try it.
Yeah. You just have to try it and you just have to use it on a regular basis. And it, you know, consistency is key, obviously. If you're using it every single day mm-hmm. for the first little while, you'll see the growth.
Yeah.
You'll see your lashes are healthier, more conditioned.
Yeah.
And they just like the little lashes catch up to the big lashes and they become fuller and more lush.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Leanne, we need to ask you before you go, what's popping off in nails right now, in nails these days, in spring 2019?
I'm all about the yellow.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think yellow is, for nails, is going to be one of the biggest shades worn.
Okay.
Yeah. And even pairing yellow on yellow. So a bolder, more of a primary yellow with a pastel yellow for nail art.
I feel like that would look so bad on me.
No, it won't.
You just have to get the right shade.
Yeah,
that's the right hard part.
And there's so many shades of yellow available now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? It was actually a huge color on the runway, on the fall runway.
For sure.
That like really bright canary yellow is huge.
Yeah, right, it's going to be everywhere.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry.